right. We are starting our Aging Well Together show. I love that this is a radio show, but I sometimes wish it was a TV show, not just for the fact that I have a lot of lipstick on, but because we have so many people here. We have like a great studio of friends and activities. So much fun that it was like, oh, wait, we're starting. Okay. I am super excited for today's show, as always. And but for our loyal listeners, as you know, June is a Pride Month. It's also Brain Health Month. And so the last, and May is Older Americans Month. Gosh, I'm already having an issue. The last four shows have all been about, our guests don't know this, it's all been about dementia and strokes and aphasia and supports. And they've been incredibly important shows. A little heavy. So I was really excited about this show because this show is going to be lighter and more fun. We've got such a fun topic this week. We're going to learn all about the festival for the Eno presented by the Eno River Association. For our local folks, know it well. For those who don't know it well, I don't know where you've been because it's been around for 45 years. It is just a wonderful festival in Durham, and we're going to learn all about the program and the activities as well as the association behind it. So I'm so excited for the festivities for today and for coming up, and we're going to dive into it in just a moment. As always, I want to give a shout out to WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro on 103.5 FM for hosting our weekly Aging Well Together show. As I always share, the Aging Well Together show is brought to you by the tremendously helpful team at the Orange County Department on Aging. Alicia's not on the mic yet. We need to have like a hug your Orange County Department on Aging staff member. We just love them. And they were on last week. They were with us, I think. Please join us each week as we interview special guests to share information, resources, insights, and stories about the opportunities for aging well together. You can catch us live every Thursday from 2 to 3, except for next week, which is July 4th, but we're going to have this same show on again, so you get to hear the information twice. It's so important. You can also stream us live through WCOMFM.org, or you can listen to any of our 45 previous shows, aka our podcasts. I don't know what's cooler, that we have a podcast or a radio show, but you can get all of them through the Orange County Department on Aging's website, which is part of the show where you get your paper and your pencil, and keep that close because you're going to need other details later on in the show. But if you want to go to the Orange County Department on Aging's website, it is www.orangecountync.gov/aging. And on the website, you can find links to our Aging Well Together radio show, as well as a host of other helpful resources about services in Orange County, North Carolina. And if you have questions about any of the resources we discuss on the shows, or if you want to suggest a topic for an upcoming show, we have had so many suggestions. We are booked through September now, but we are looking for show topics into the fall, and gosh, we're going to start planning for, this is very hard, I'm looking at Alicia, but she's not at the microphone, for 2025. Alicia, we're an institution now. So anyway, feel free to call with a topic at 919-968-2070. That's the general number for Orange County Department on Aging, so you can call there with any kinds of questions. Or you can email me directly at agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. All one smushed together word, agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. As always, a shout out to the fabulous Carrboro bass band, the Robert Bradford Quartet, or RBQ as they're lovingly known, as I got to see them live recently, and they also can be, they were a quintet. So they named themselves so smart because there were five people. There was a woman. We had them in the studio, and they are four older gentlemen, and they had I was so happy there was women power. Yeah. On like the sax too. She was awesome. Okay, so the Robert Bradford Quartet or Quintet, they did their fantastic original song Mayfly, which we get to use for our intro and outro music. And so you'll hear that at the end of the show. And as always, I am thrilled. My fabulous co-host, Alicia Reed, one of the energetic and inspiring wellness instructors with the Orange County Department on Aging, is here for the first time. I have Alicia next to me. You cuddle up with me, and we're sharing a microphone because we have so many wonderful guests. Maybe that's it. When we move to our new building, we need to have 5 microphones, but we only have 4. So if Alicia has something, you might hear her in the background. She's gonna be chiming in, or look, I'll move the microphone a little to you, or just push me out of the way, honey.
Can you hear me? I bet. Can't you hear me?
I know, but the listeners can't hear you.
Oh well.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, they can. I can hear, so I can repeat her question. But okay. She is here with her wonderful energy, and I am here with my. I don't know if it's wonderful, but I'm here with my energy. And as a reminder, I'm Heather Altman. I'm your host. I've been working in the aging services and supports world for over 25 years. I help older adults and their families connect with resources in our community. I'm a caregiver for older family members, and at 53, I am focusing on my own changing needs, so I am super invested in how we are all aging well together. Okay, and now for our guests, and I promised them it would be super fun and easy, and easy peasy lemon squeezy. The one person I did not have to help them understand this adventure, and I'll tell you why. We have the wonderful staff from the Eno River Association here. We have Jessica Sheffield, the executive director for the Eno River Association. We have Catherine Acciapinti.
Yes.
Did I do that?
Perfect.
Yay.
Nice.
All right. Who is the assistant festival coordinator. And we have Cameron Allworth. Did I do that right? Okay. So Cameron, we're going to focus on you for a second because Cameron has a little bit of a history here besides being the current music entertainment coordinator for the Festival of the Eno in Eno River. Cameron is a former DJ for our own fabulous WCOM. Back in the day, you had your own show. Tell us about that.
That is right. I had a show here from 2008 to 2010.
Wait, hold on for a second. It's not coming through.
It's not coming through.
Yeah,
is
it is.
Hey,
oh.
Is it coming through? Oh. Comment on that one.
How about that? Can you hear that one?
Why are we
mic check.
Mic check.
Check. Oh, there I am.
There you are. Okay.
I'm on Cats.
Okay.
I'll just move to Cat. I'll sit next to Cat. Yes, I had a. I did have a radio show here from 2008 to 2010 called Festival Forum, where I highlighted local musicians in the area and had them come in and play local music, all their music, and then we'd talk about local festivals like Shikori and other ones that are in the area, Floyd Fest, even ones that are a little bit further out. But yeah, it was a blast, and I miss it.
That is so cool. And yeah. Well, now I'm embarrassed. It's like we didn't clean up our house well enough. We're having mic issues today. But it's good. Alicia's playing around. But we can all share mics. It's going to be like a fun situation here and see. And make sure Jessica's as well plugged in. We'll have fun playing with it. But Cameron, one of the interesting things is like you're legit. Like I'm not a DJ.
I wasn't a DJ either.
But you played music and mm-hmm. knew how to. Yeah, Cameron sent me links to music, and I just thought that was just for my own benefit. And I was like, oh, to play on the show. Oh no, I'm a talk show host. I don't know how to do. Okay, so.
So I got into it as I started a bunch of open mics in the area. I started the one here in the station in Carborough. My first one was in 2006 at the library in Chapel Hill. So I have a thing for helping musicians get out of their, you know, living rooms and get them in front of people and try to get, you know, some of their skills and their arts out there.
All right. Well, we're going to talk all about what you're doing now with Eno River, but that we're going to have an offline conversation.
It's so great to be back here. It's a different studio, but it's the energy is the same and y'all.
Oh,
it,
good,
so,
good. And
you might be back on the radio soon.
I know, and you do have that beautiful radio voice. That's why I was like, hey, what's going on with our mics? Okay, so I'm going to turn it... Oh, no, I'm not turning it over to anyone to talk about the Eno yet because I'm just all excited today that I want to stay in order. I do want... Cameron, you gave a little bit of background, but we always like to start the show here just for the folks to introduce, like, where are you from and what brought you into the world of... nature and nature preserve or music or however you're going to tell us about Eno. Jessica, let's do a quick mic check and see if it works for you.
Check.
No.
What is... Hey, WCOM station managers, why are our... I've never had this before. Our mics are a little weird today.
Check, check.
Yeah, that one's working.
That one's working. You want to switch?
Oh my gosh. And I was like, this is so easy peasy coming on this show. There's going to be no stress. And now we have 1 month.
No, we're still no stress. No stress.
We're doing this for Kat. We're like, this is so much fun coming on the radio. See, isn't it fun? There's nothing, you know, to feel weird about. All right, Jessica, tell us first a little bit about you and where you're from and your world.
Well, thank you for having us and having the Eno River Association and starting us off with so much enthusiasm about what we're doing. I myself was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but have lived in Durham since the spring of 2000. So seen a lot of changes and growth, and one of the first things I did was go to the Eno River. Took my dog there. Now I take my family there. It's just the place to be. So I worked along the Eno when I worked at Schoolhouse of Wonder, an environmental education program in Durham that's now in 3 different counties. But then I found my way back to the Eno about 5 years ago and took this position as executive director of the association.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, and that's so fun because, and the Eno River, I guess we'll say, where is it? It's in Durham.
One of my questions.
It's in both Orange and Durham counties. Don't forget Orange County. That's where it starts.
Oh, the level of my ignorance is going to be so fun for you.
We're going to get this woman a map.
Did I research this? No. Here's why. I've gone to the festival before, and so I've been to the festival site, and it's deeper in Durham, not too far from Durham Regional Hospital, right?
That's right. Right behind Durham Regional Hospital is where you're going to park to go to the festival at the Durham County Stadium.
That's where I thought it was, and I had both of my babies there. Mm-hmm. So I was telling my daughter last night, who's almost 19, and I was like, oh, we're going to go to the festival. She's like, where is it? I'm like, it's at the hospital where you were born. And she was like, well, I don't know where that is.
That doesn't sound like fun.
So, yeah, okay, but I didn't realize it's also in Orange County.
Yes, that's where it starts. And in fact, you should go to our Confluence Natural Area. That is an Eno River Association preserve where the East and West Forks combine to start the Eno River. It flows from there north of Hillsboro through Durham.
Okay.
And then out towards Falls Lake.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure, you've been to the Riverwalk in Hillsboro.
Okay, we're talking about the Riverwalk. Yeah, so either Jessica, me, or you has to say what Alicia's going to say.
Well, that's the most accessible spot.
I know you've been.
Oh, the Riverwalk in Orange County?
Right.
That's why so many Orange County folks are so active with the Eno River Association. I just thought they love Durham, and they go there. Again, because I only know what we're going to talk about today, the festival.
Hillsboro is ensured that they have access to the Eno.
Okay.
Yep.
Just to let you three know, there's an ongoing theme at the Aging Well Together show, which is my lack of knowledge of anything physically active and outdoorsy.
Right.
Alicia's like, get me a mic, because Alicia's a fitness instructor, wellness, and she's always trying to get me active, and so it's a big issue. And then we had other people from Parks and Rec talking about the different trails. I'm like, really? And so they were trying to find the easiest trails that I could go on. Okay.
How do you feel about a canoe?
I don't mind them.
Or a
picnic. Kayaks.
Or watching
the
birds
person.
From a bench. We have passive recreation opportunities for you
that.
On the Eno.
Should I not say on air? I like looking at nature from an air-conditioned couch inside. So this is...
Okay, then the festival's not for you.
No, I know. I've come to the festival before. I know what I'd be getting. My husband and I talked about it last night. It's hot.
This is going to kick her off. The festival is going to be a kickoff.
No,
we'll just
I have
see you
been
in
there
the
before.
Tent.
I know that it gets a little hot, and, you know, I wear comfortable clothes for being hot and outside, and you get some sunscreen and some bug spray and your money from fun vendors. And
that's
stuff like
what
that.
Gets people down into the river. Folks,
yes, and
why
I remember
we do it in the summer.
And then someone's like, is there a snake? And I'm like, I'm
that's,
out.
That's when we can get you down to the river.
All right.
If we do it in November, you're not going to go down there.
Actually, I don't, yeah. Okay, good point, good point. All right, so we're going to turn it over to Kat so Kat can introduce herself and her background. And I am sorry, listeners, if you hear any weird feedback, it's because we're having to move the mics around. And guess I'm so... This is what happens when we only come once a week, and so we don't know what damage has happened. And so, yeah. Okay, Kat, tell us about you.
So my name is Kat Achapinti, and... I'm the nervous one. I'm the one who's really anxious about being on the radio.
And it's so fun. Isn't it fun, though?
It's so fun.
I know, right? After this, everyone comes on who says they're nervous, and then they're like, when do we get to come back? And I've decided what the gift is going to be for the 5-timers club. We've had someone come 4 times, so... Get so comfortable that then you come back multiple times.
Okay, yeah. I'm ready.
All right, so where are you from?
More or less from Raleigh. I have lived in Raleigh for almost all of my life.
Okay, and then how did you get involved in caring about things that are green and brown?
I actually accidentally landed at the Eno River Association. I needed a job and someone else needed some help. And so here I am. And I've found that I love it. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is the volunteers. Mm-hmm. And I have just found over and over and over again how incredible all of the volunteers that come out for the Eno River Association are. So that pulls me back every time.
I have met some of your volunteers in the past, and they are my favorite people. So I was like, whatever's happening. When you and I met at an event right at Orange County, mm-hmm. the Health and Wellness Fair, and I was like, you need to come on the radio show. And so that explains why some of my most favorite people volunteer. So you must, by association, be great people.
Absolutely.
So Cameron, we heard about your show. Do we have another mic, or are we just playing with the mic back and forth?
I think we're playing with the mic back.
Actually,
can we check this one? Check.
What is happening?
This one that's not working.
Okay.
This is mic 4.
We're having so much fun here. Hey, this is where those musical links you sent me
would come in handy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Check, hey.
All right, so we'll just keep using the same one, or you can just swing it all the way. It does swing. I don't want to keep making y'all move. It's just that I wanted to have different airtime. All right.
There you go.
So tell us about where you're from and your connection.
I hail from the great state of New Jersey.
Ah.
I moved down here in 2004. Mm-hmm. I have an older brother that's been here since 91. He has been trying to get me to move to this area since 92. And I finally, Aguesten came down in 2004 and loved it and loved everything about it and loved the I have a long history in restaurants and in music. So we're better than Chapel Hill to get that start. And it was funny because when I moved down to North Carolina, I swore that I would not be a restaurant manager again.
Okay.
Or do full-time music.
And how'd that work out for
you? Within 6 months, I had 2 open mics going, and I was bartending at the Federal in Durham.
Let's be new best friends.
Yeah.
And every year, and by every year I mean I've done it twice, I did a video, starting the pandemic, instead of doing holiday cards, I did a little holiday video with a little story. The first one, I started after my mom passed away, and I did just a fun story about her and a Jewish mother loving Christmas. But my second year, I did a video, a 3-minute video, all about the power of never say never list, because I have a list of things I said I would never do that I've done. So,
good for you.
So now it's become a joke. Like, if I say I'm never going to do something or don't let me do something, that's probably a good sign that's going to be happening again. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so restaurants and music.
Yep. So I was a restaurant manager here for a while. I opened up Watts Grocery in Durham. I opened up, relaunched Broad Street Cafe when they relaunched after Ooh La La Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bartender at the Joyce, at the Federal, number of other places. I worked in Pittsburgh at the City Tap. I've hosted open mics in all these places except for Watts Grocery because they didn't have a music program. But I got out of music and was doing a lot of... I'm also a stagehand, so I was with a local 417 AOTSI stagehand union. And I did that for 20 years, and that's where I met our director, and he and I got talking, and that's how I ended up at the festival.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he was looking for somebody that had some ties to the area and music and backgrounds, and it just, serendipity.
Yeah, I am loving this conversion. Is that the right word? This event that combines music, shopping, my favorite thing, sorry, but and also nature and a good... I love spending money on a good cause.
Me too.
I love, when there's something with a mission and anything that's crafty and musical. And I will handle some outdoorness if there's music and crafts and food. Well, welcome. I'm so happy the three of you are here. And you can just move the mic. I think it's Kat that's going to tell us, kind of give us the specifics about the event. Like, what is the Festival of the Eno and when is it and all those fun things?
Okay, great. So the Festival for the Eno is an annual event that is put on at the West Point Park. It's a Durham City Park on North Roxborough Street. This year is our 45th annual festival.
I saw that. So it's funny, that research I did I actually look at how far the Eno River goes? Nope, but I read all the great notes you sent me. I knew it was an institution. I didn't realize it was like that much. That's a legit amount of time.
Yeah, and the ERA's festival, and excuse me, ERA stands for Eno River Association.
That's helpful, because, you know, my mind went somewhere else with that. And I was like, oh, my God, we're also doing equal rights. Love it even more. Okay, go on.
The ERA, the Eno River Association, is actually the second owner of the festival, or this, it's the second iteration of the festival. Uh-huh. There was a folk life festival in the park for several years before we started the festival for the Eno.
That makes sense of how the combination. Okay, it's all coming. The origin story of folk music and nature making a baby, which is this festival. Okay.
Which is the festival so then, for the Eno.
How did you all, they stopped doing it and you said we need a fundraiser? Or did I just, how did that happen?
That's exactly how it happened.
There you go. That's great. So then tell us the stats about it. So when is it?
Okay.
Because I kind of said it a little bit in my introduction, but I want to make sure it's, because it's 2 days.
It's 2 days.
Because it's an and, not a dash, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. It is July 4th, which is next Thursday, and July 6th, which is next Saturday.
Okay. How come it's not 3 days? Was it ever 3 days?
It used to be three days.
I feel like it was. That's why I was asking. Okay.
It used to be 3 days, but 3 days is a lot.
It's a lot.
Speaking as one of the staff that works only on the festival, I honestly can't even imagine adding in a third day. Like, where would I get all those volunteers? I have no idea.
Well, and also, I guess the way that it falls this year, the 4th is on a Thursday, and most people have off. And then Friday is the 5th, and some people, like back in the day, I used to have work on the 5th, and so that's back to a work day. So I don't know how it is when it's probably different when it's weekends versus not, but it kind of works so nicely that it's on a Thursday and a Saturday this year.
Yeah, that works pretty well, I'd say. Okay. Last year it was a Wednesday and a Saturday, which is a much bigger gap.
Oh, so it's always on a Saturday, and then, and isn't always on the 4th?
It's always on the 4th and the closest Saturday.
Yeah, you know what question's coming next. What happens when the 4th is on a Saturday?
Then we have it
Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of feel like the year I went. Okay. All right, so then other stats. So you told us where it is. You told us what date it is. Is there, I know this is a leading question, is there a cost to get in?
There is a cost to get in. Single day tickets for adults cost $35. And single day tickets for youth, which are ages 5 to 17, cost
$10. I already know that because I read the things and, yeah.
Great. And then children under the age of 5 get in free. We also have 2 day tickets, which are 60 and 16.
Sure.
Yeah, 60 for adults and 16
for... You can say whatever you want on this. And, you know, okay.
Yeah, but then when they go to buy the tickets, they won't... They'll be mad at me, not at you.
Well Together show will then tell... Yeah. So then people can come there, and can they get the tickets beforehand, or do they just buy at the door?
Either way, you can buy the tickets beforehand at enofest.org.
Thank you. I was actually going to ask for the website so we could say it a few times. So www.enofest, enofest.org.
Exactly.
Remember, listeners, earlier when I said get your pad of paper and your pencils ready? Okay, got it. So you can go there and buy it.
You can go there and buy it. You can also buy them on the day of the festival or either day of the festival on site.
So while we're doing websites and public service announcements, for those who want to know also more about Eno River Association, does that website link them, or do they go? Yes, Jessica's giving me a nod. So you can go to the enofest.org and learn about the festival, and then also kind of link to the organization.
Great. And the website for the organization is just as simple. It's enoriver.org.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love that. And I'll try to add that when it gets uploaded. I'm seeing. And you all were amazing. You sent me all this great information about the event, so we're kind of looking at it. I know what we haven't. Okay, so let's make sure we do the logistics. So we've done the logistics. Where it is, when it is. Oh, you know what we didn't say? The time.
10 o'clock to 6 o'clock, both days.
Okay.
So 10 o'clock in the morning to 6 p.m. You can get out in time to go see fireworks anywhere you like.
Well played. All right. And then I have all these questions about the food and drink, but I'm not going to get to that yet because I was excited to see there's a theme. And feel free, if at ever the chance, it's supposed to go to the other two, but I think we're still at the topics that you get to share about, but it's up to you. The theme. Oh, wait. Here, Alicia, go into the mic.
You said the price. Well, is there a group price?
Oh. There is not.
The question is there a group price?
But when we send out our survey after the festival, you should add that as a suggestion.
Kat, or more.
Yeah, feel free to say, yeah, there is a group price. For 10 people, it's $350. There's just no group discount. Just say yes. There's
that math was so far beyond me.
Well, notice how I didn't do 15. I couldn't do 15, but I could do 10. So no, there's not a group discount. Okay, that's good to. Okay, it's just, and there's no senior discount. You made it easier on yourself to say there's a kids price and a regular price. We're not going
senior
and all that. Okay, and the money's going to a good cause, right? This is a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
So, okay, and all right. So. The theme, there's a theme each year, and I did not know that, and I love this theme. Tell us about the theme this year.
And I'm actually going to hand it over to Jessica to talk about the theme.
Okay, good.
I thought you might do that.
Yay!
So our theme last year was climate change, but our theme this year is a little bit more upbeat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's wildlife corridors.
Oh.
Because
fun.
A lot of what the Eno River Association is doing the rest of the year is protecting land for wildlife habitat, for the critters to move around, for the plants to have their wildlife corridor or their plant corridor that they need, for us to protect waterways and such. It's our drinking water. I mean, so many people in Wake County drink from Falls Lake, which is what we're protecting, is the cleanliness of the river as it flows into Falls Lake.
Well, this is actually
good. We're
going
to make you look at the map again.
Yeah, because we were going into the festival, so maybe we should say, so this is to raise money for the river that apparently connects to a lake that apparently we drink out of.
Connects us all.
The level of ignorance, really.
It's a drinking water source if you're
in Hillsborough,
too. Yeah, so we just want to make sure that folks are remembering why they're coming to the festival.
Okay,
and that's to support the work of the Eno River Association year-round. We're doing environmental education. We're doing land acquisition and conservation. We're doing land stewardship. We are trying to protect and preserve the natural, cultural, and historical resources within the watershed year-round. This is just our party to remind you what we're doing.
This, first of all, I love a good party. And we love a good party, and I love a good cause, and I love craft fairs and music fairs. But I will be honest, and I always think they're going to take, I have multiple public health degrees, and I feel like they're going to take them away. But because I'm like the worst, I'm still waiting for someone to say that like smoking and Big Macs are super healthy for you and sedentary lifestyle. Where's that research? Okay, yeah, no. So anywho, not that I'm doing those things. Well, who are we kidding? But anyway, my point being, the one public health topic that I realize I have not personally gotten into to the level is environmental health issues. Mm-hmm. And it's my next thing. So I don't know, maybe when I turn 55, it's not on my never list. It's on my soon list. What topics that are going to be mine. And so I am interested because I feel like there's going to be, like, I don't garden or any of this, but I feel like
you could study more about what the environment does for our mental health, not just our physical health, but our mental health too.
Yes. Well, and I saw a whole interesting, a policy talk recently about social determinants of health, and we generally hear about housing and healthcare and, you know, access and transportation and costs. And this great talk about water and water security and issues around that. And clearly, this all came to a head over different times, but what happened in Michigan and things like that. So, this is my tangent way of saying I bless you. I love what you're doing. And so, there is a larger focus to making sure our local areas, environmental areas, and our water is healthy and safe and all that. Is that right? That was a question mark.
No. You hit it right on the head. So our mascot this year for that wildlife corridor theme is the river otter.
Do you have a picture of that? I know we didn't tell you to do that.
It is on your ticket, is on the front of the indie insert that was published yesterday with your Festival for the Eno program.
Yeah, look at that. This is the research that I did. I was like, there's t-shirts with a river otter. I want in on that. Like, that's where I was. It's so cute.
The big top went up today. The big top tent went up today, and that is where you're going to find all of the merch.
Yes. Okay. So there's a fun theme. This is great. And to remind people that this is about...
It's just one of the cute critters
for our
as an example
corridors.
Of how to get excited about a wildlife corridor.
Okay. And because the Eno is technically, like, what are the other wildlife corridors we have around here?
Well, so there are variety, right? So you have the New Hope Creek corridor, mm-hmm. you have the New Hope corridor, and then you have all the other river basins that
go into the Enum, right?
that flow into Falls Lake. Mm-hmm. Sure. Falls yeah. Lake. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Alicia, you are on this. You are a volunteer? Oh, that's another ongoing theme of the Aging Well Together show. Alicia volunteers with everything and every guest we have on the show. We've had a few, and like we had the long-term care ombudsman. She's like, I'm going to become one. And then she was one. And then we missed her for a while because she's a voting. She does the voting.
Bless you.
This is
bless
wonderful.
You for that.
But for the things...
Very
even,
important year to vote.
A, what are you not a volunteer for? And B, every time someone comes on, there have been a few, you're like, maybe I should volunteer for that.
Well, not only do Kat and Cameron make the festival go, but so do our 900 and some volunteer slots.
You have... Okay, you want to talk about the volunteers? You have 900 volunteers?
We actually have about 500 volunteers, but they fill 900 spots.
That's still crazy. That
so
is a ton.
So a lot of them do double duty.
Wow.
Yep.
And are they... Yeah, and you're always looking for more, because when we talked about it, is there still time to volunteer?
Yes,
absolutely, please.
Yes, all right, because that was
Heather.
One of the reasons why we wanted the show on like a week before, in case... All right, so if people want to volunteer, what are the types of things you're still looking for?
You know, if you hadn't asked me that, I could have answered
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let's see. Wait, Jessica knows. She's
oh,
telling
look,
you.
Oh, look, we have some notes. That's fantastic.
We bring notes. We have so much fun here. The collective answering.
Oh, no, there's not on here. It
so
just says that.
On Saturday?
Oh, yeah, we do have Big Top on Saturday.
I'm literally going to make up volunteer activities. I'm sure there's registration. I'm sure there's cleanup. I'm sure there's setup.
Look
I'm sure there's
you.
Tickets.
You look at you.
I'm
there
sure there's
tickets,
fundraisers.
There's
I'm
trash
sure
free. That's the best free. Part. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're put a pin on that one. We're coming back to the trash free because that's a component of this that I want to talk about. But in terms of your volunteers.
And actually, that's where we typically need the most volunteers because it sounds so disgusting because you expect that with trash free, you're going around and picking up trash.
Yeah.
You are not.
Okay.
Absolutely. I would never make you pick up trash.
Are you scolding? Are you going around? I could do that with my mother's New York Post. What's you going to pick that up? Pick that up. Who do you think's going to clean up after you? You want me to do that?
No. Please don't do that.
Oh. Okay.
So we are a 97% trash-free event.
I saw that and I was so curious what that means.
Yes. What that means is that of all the refuse, of all the garbage that we generate at the festival, only 3% of it ends up in a landfill.
How do you control that? Like, how do you control what I bring in and the crap I bring with me? So how do you know, like, how do you, how?
Honestly, a lot of people don't bring stuff in.
They you know, don't? They no. don't bring a bag and schlep, like, 3 things of water and their kids' snacks?
If they do, first of all, the water is going to be in something recyclable.
Okay.
It's rarely not. Then with the food vendors, like, we require our food vendors to use compostable items.
So that's what you mean by trash free, that everything that is served or purchased there is in a compostable wrapper. So if it were to fall
or
on
recyclable.
The floor, or recyclable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you mean by trash. So things are still coming in a, like, do you have hot dogs there?
But nothing that we produce at the site, at the festival, goes into the landfill. So everything, all of our trash goes into compost or recycling. So then the trash that goes into the landfill is stuff that people bring in for their snacks, for their kids, or what have you.
Yes. Oh, that's so interesting. And so you have volunteers that then, what do they do?
We have stations throughout the festival, and they sit at a station, and they have a training ahead of time, and then they tell people who come up, oh, that's compost. Oh, that's recycling. Nope, that's going to have to go into the landfill
I remember
bag.
That because you have the different bags and
mm-hmm.
buckets. I'm trying to remember from when I went.
Yep.
That's right. Okay.
Exactly.
So cool. So
people
can,
touching of the trash.
So your volunteers, do you have I mean, 500 is a lot. Do you have a typical volunteer? Because I will be honest, because of where I used to work at a retirement community, a number of older adult volunteers. But I also remember at a different environmental, my daughter, when she was in high school, got, you know, service learning credit or one of her environmental credit for doing. So do you have, like, who are your volunteers is
we,
my rambly way of asking.
We have an entire range. We have people who've been doing it for literally 45 years.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. We have a handful of volunteers who've been there every single festival.
They get something.
We have people who are the grandkids of the people who have been doing it for 45 years. Yep, absolutely. We do have a number of kids who are doing, who, like you said, who have...
the service learning.
Exactly, that have service learning hours they have to get. They come from everywhere.
That's great. And so if people want to volunteer, what do? Do they call you? Do they go on that website? What do they do?
Go on that website, enofest.org, and there's a menu item for volunteers, and there's a link there. Super easy. It gives you exactly what we still have available, along with a short job description, so you have an idea of what you're getting into.
Great. And because this is going to air again next week on the 4th, can people just show up and say, how can I help? You probably want to know beforehand.
You can actually sign up online an hour before a shift starts if you'd like.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm assuming it can be ignorant and inexperienced people like me who are like, I will bring my body and my energy in my hands and you just tell me what to do.
Please.
Okay. All right, so now we've done our good push for volunteers. We've talked about the event, the logistics of the event, but now I want to get into my favorite stuff. So actually, Cameron, you haven't been able to talk for a while. Why don't we talk a little bit about the music, and then I want to talk about the crafts, and I want to talk about the vendors, and I want to talk about the food. I'm just putting it out there.
Sure, sure. Well,
this is my show, and these are things I care about.
There you go.
And selfish.
I'm going to make sure this microphone still works. Okay.
It's working perfect.
So good. All right, so this year... this is actually going to be my first experience with the Festival of the Eno.
Fun!
So
best festival ever!
Right. It will be. But what I figured when I got called onto this is there are so many great musicians and acts in the Triangle area and in North Carolina. That was my main focus.
Yes.
I wanted to keep as many acts, you know, dancing acts and all this stuff. I wanted to keep it as local as possible.
Wonderful.
Just to get the vibe of what this place really is and what the Triangle really is and what it brings for music. So we have a wide variety of music. We have everything from gospel singers with the Gospel Jubilators to hip-hop with the Bull Dirties. You know, so, and
okay.
We have some...
Love these names. Keep
right,
going.
Right. Well, you'll like a lot of the names. A lot of them are real fun.
All right, throw as many as you can then, because I'm so entertained. All right, sorry.
Well,
no pressure.
Let me tell you about our headliners. Okay,
okay, good.
We have Reese Palmer, who is a fantastic local artist here. She was in the country world for a while. She's been in R&B. She does a great mix of and a voice that will knock you over pretty much. We also have Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, great indie band from the area. River Shook is from this area around here.
Cool.
I met her in Pittsburgh for the first time, actually at one of my open mics at the City Tap.
Oh, I'm looking at their picture right now. I'm listening to you and looking down.
That's
thank
fine.
You. Alicia
go,
gave me
go
the
right
headline.
Danger Muffin is actually one of our... they're a jamgrass band out of South Carolina, Columbia,
great
South Carolina,
name.
And they're one of the only one of three bands that are from out of state.
Okay, got it.
And they're super fun, super high energy, great dance music. And the other one is Big Daddy Love, which is another jamgrass music. They're from Winston-Salem area, good friends of mine, and they're also just so much fun, so much dance, you know, to fill
great.
You up. And they're going to be on the River Stage on the 6th.
Oh, good, because I'm coming on the 6th, so I can get to the Bull Dirties, and Big Daddy Loves at 3. I'm checking it all up. And there's 4 stages I am counting.
Yes, there are 4 stages. There's the Grove Stage, which is typically more of your singer-songwriters. We have some dancing acts there. The Applechill Cloggers will be there, and the King Creek Cloggers will be there, respectively, on the 4th and 6th. They are. They're both local.
They're local.
And we have Empower Dance, which is an amazing group, dance studio out of the Triangle area, and they do amazing work. We actually received a grant from Durham Merchants, a charitable association, to host and highlight Empower Dance. It's a BIPOC-owned Durham dance studio.
For our listeners, BIPOC stands for Black Indigenous People of Color.
Yes.
Just wanted to...
There you go.
We have an acronym issue here. Go on.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so they actually are our national entity as well. They're
cool.
Doing national acts where they're taking in kids, you know, and teaching them the basically... the things that they would expect to become a professional dancer. So they're actually taking these kids out on tour, and they're going to be one of our first acts on the 6th.
Yes. Oh, I see that. 10 o'clock. And yeah. I do remember going, and I couldn't decide which stages I wanted to listen to. And then it does get kind of hot. One stage is more in the sun, and one stage was like, and so I was also deciding, like, okay, am I doing the shaded one? But like, I like all kinds of music.
Well, the Grove stage is usually is the shaded one. Now, each stage has some like a good amount of shade with it.
Oh, that's
the meadow
good to
stage
know.
Has a big
it's
field.
It's the food that I think was out. The trucks, I think, were out in the sun. Okay.
Trucks are out in the
That'll
sun.
That'll get me to eat less. That's good. But and then, so I love that there's like a theme to it. So the Grove stage is the more singer, songwriter, dancers. Mm-hmm. What about the meadow stage?
The meadow stage is going to be where our headliners are. That's where our bigger acts are. It's also where we're going to be doing most of our announcements and
great. You know,
and throughout through interactive dancing stuff too.
We're there on Saturday and you need anyone to make announcements, we are not scared of microphones.
Right. Well, if you're there on Saturday, you're going to be it's going to be a great day. We're going to have the Bulltown Strutters there actually that day, and they do a
yes at 1:15 on the Meadow Stage.
They do about a 30-person jazz ensemble marching band. That they do kind of like your old style.
I'm writing on this.
New Orleans style jazz. Funeral
love
parade.
That.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And of course, the Paper Hand Puppets are coming back this year. Oh. African American Dance Ensemble. They're going to be there on the 4th.
Okay. All kinds of good stuff. And then I see the River Stage. What's their vibe?
River Stage is pretty much more. It's like from what I understand, that's like the fun stage. I mean, they're all fun stages.
Yes, I knew you were going to qualify that in a second.
Right, right.
They're
all fun, but this is the one where you get a little more edgy. You get a little more dancey stuff. That's where our square dancing is going to be. Our 5-pound renders and the Rowdy Square Dance.
Wow, and Big Daddy Love and the Bull Dirties are going to be on the River Stage.
Yep, and Olivio is going to be there, and there's a Trash Can Fever is going to be there. It's just going to be high energy there.
Fun
name. And I do that because that stage, it's called the River Stage because it's right next to the river.
I was thinking there was probably a proximity issue there. I'm that kind of smart.
And we encourage people to go in the river. Hot days, like, you can go in the river. There's lots of activities in the river.
I remember that. Oh, so people, we should wear your waterproof shoes or plan to take your shoes off because there's rocks in that river. Mm-hmm. Like, it's legit river.
Yeah, it's a river.
So bring your, you know, whatever your, I don't want to do
it. River walking shoes.
Yes, I wasn't going to, like, call out a brand, even though I don't really know what they are. But yes, I do have river walking shoes. So, yeah, do plan accordingly or bring a change of shoes.
Right. Right.
Because when walking in the meadow, that's when I want more sneakers and socks or covering, you know, only so much nature. Okay, okay, back to it. And then, so River Stage has like the kind of edgy fun. And then there's a Chimney Stage.
The Chimney Stage is going to be run by the North Carolina Songwriters Association.
Yes.
Collaboration. So we've actually let them kind of have their way this year and kind of bring their people out.
Okay, it's and I have to ask, why is it called the Chimney Stage?
There is actually an old chimney there that's been
there since
the 1800s or something like that. It's been there So there's the remnants of a chimney there. There's also an old black shop, blacksmith building right there where the Chimney Stage is played in front of.
You know, it's a fun, like, I don't even know what to say, a visual. So I'm looking at this awesome brochure. What do we call this?
That's our program.
The program.
Right.
That's too fancy a word for me, but it's and it's very on nice newsprint.
Right.
But what's super fun? What'd you say?
It's in this week's Independent.
Oh, it's in this week's Independent. So those of you that have this week's Independent, there will be an insert that is the program for the
Festival for the Eno.
Festival for the Eno.
One more thing about the Chimney Stage,
I'm going to say something about the Chimney Stage. Go on.
That's going to be run by Tim Stambaugh, who's a Chapel Hill native, and also Walter Miller, who's the head of the co-op.
Cool.
I just wanted to give them a shout out because they're handling the sound, they're handling the management, they're handling.
Well, thank you, Walter
and
Tim.
Shouted.
Yep. What's really fun is, so I'm looking at the program, and the names of the songwriters are names of people. Perfectly. Mm-hmm. I see Tim Smith. I see Malia, if I'm saying it right, Alan Oatley, Colin McGuire, Rebecca Real. Lovely, lovely, lovely. But on the other stages where you have like the fun band names, I'm just looking. You got Teacup Gin. You already mentioned the Trash Van Fever. Like, it's so fun, band names versus. Tell some
Purebred
of the songs.
Mutts.
Yeah, the songwriters are going to have to pick it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Danger Muffin, as you said. Like, these are hysterical. Okay.
Right.
So, because I don't want to run out of too much time. So I love the music. Anything else musically people should... And there's no cost additionally. You
no.
pay one entrance and you... I'm just...
Right. There, one more thing that I wanted...
But you're just kind of going around and
another
and
thing
going
that, that's kind of different this year. We didn't want to change up the kind of line, the vibe of the music too much this year, and really not to change too much, you know, from mm-hmm. year to year. This year we're actually having a group called Carolina Twirl, who's going to be on our Grove stage on Thursday, mm-hmm. on the 4th. And they are here for the International Western Modern Square, which is a new type
that.
Of modern square dancing. It's very heavy in the LGBTQ community, so it is a heavily LGBTQ
it's
community
a, oh,
that's
it's
having
a square.
Their
it's
interna-
not square dancing.
Right. But it is a form of square dancing.
Oh.
So they are actually going to be coming, and we're bringing them a bunch of to give us a demonstration of what they do and how that is different from just regular square dancing. So they're going to give people the opportunity to actually join them. And the International Convention for Western Square is happening in Durham that weekend. So
that's so cool.
It,
okay,
it just
and it's both days.
Kismet that it came back. Yep.
Okay. And listeners, again, if this was a TV show, you'd be able to see that one of my favorite people in the whole world is right behind me. Rocco, is that what it was? There
That's
was just
it,
a silly... Oh, son of a biscuit. What happened? There was just a button that wasn't pressed? Oh, man. So Rocco of the fabulous...
Thank you, Rocco.
It's Great Hall, right? Your show on Saturdays? Music Hall.
Thank you, Rocco.
Rocco's amazing. Did you hear me? Rocco, who's so famous here,
Thank
who's
you.
Had more than 1,000 shows, who's been my mentor. Were you literally listening online when I was like, why are our microphones
he
not working?
He just drove in from his house.
He told me anything.
Oh, did you text him?
Yeah.
Oh, Alicia.
Had a girl.
Oh,
thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, my friend Rocco.
Thank you, Rocco.
And thank you, Rocco.
Make sure to listen to Music Hall on Saturdays. Isn't it 9 to 12?
Yes.
Best music ever?
Best music ever.
Okay. So now, listeners, the other thing you're missing is that Rocco just saw Cameron and was like, wait, I know you, right?
It's been a while, Rocco, but it's good to see you again.
Well, now you all have your microphones working. Apparently, there's just a little button that
That's all it takes. Just a button.
We're friends. We didn't mind being that close together in your studio.
I showered before I came.
You
so.
Know, and it's funny. I think because we noticed the problem right when I was on that I didn't, there were two lights that I didn't. Catch.
Mine works.
Yes, Cat's works.
Golden.
Thank you, Rocco. All right. Well, you know, we'll just go. We'll have so much fun here. Okay.
Now we can talk about
food. So we have music. I want to talk about food. And not just food and crafts. There's also drinks there. You have a beer garden. Tell us about food, drinks, crafts. Whoever wants to tell me about it. Yes.
I will start. I probably will tell you all of it, but I'll definitely start. We have 80 artisans that are all from, okay, let me try that again.
No, we like it. 80 artisans. I'm already thinking, literally, as you're getting your thoughts together, I'm already thinking, should I do cash? Should I do credit card? I don't care what they're selling, I'm buying. I like earrings. I like tie-dye clothes.
Ooh,
I like other clothes.
Oh, we got
all those.
Oh, we got that.
Yeah, I have a sense of
what
you're...
We got all those things.
I got a sense of what their crowd is.
So most of our vendors accept credit cards, but cash is probably a good idea because some... are only set up for that.
Okay.
But we have 80 vendors, and they're all from this region. So the farthest away they can be from, they have to be in a state that touches North Carolina.
Got it. And is it also going to be like pottery and artwork, like a big old...
Pottery, painting, woodcraft.
All kinds of good.
All kinds of fabric options. Yeah, they're and everything's, it's a juried show, so everyone's been selected.
Oh.
Yeah, we get a large number of applicants, and we narrow it down through a jury.
So you have to decide, is the criteria, what would Heather buy?
That's exactly
you
what
You should
the
put me on your jury.
No, you should put you on our jury.
That is the exact criteria.
Awesome. I would buy that. I would buy or my husband would be like, what will Heather not buy? Sorry to be so, like, stereotypey. Like, don't, yeah, okay. And you have crafts for sale, but you also have crafts, because I remember when my children were younger, you have crafts, like, crafties things to do.
We do. We have a handful of demonstrations. We have that will allow you to get your fingers in.
Yes.
We have quilting.
Oh, I'm into quilting.
Wood turning.
My daughter's into wood turning.
We have clay. Like we have volunteers that run a hands-on clay area, but then we have professionals who have come in and are doing Quilting, flax seeding, and spinning.
Flax seeding?
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm supposed to eat flaxseed. What does... I don't even want to...
Come and find out.
Yeah. Okay. I know, right? Okay. So, yeah. And in the interest of time, okay, so we've got super fun crafts for mm-hmm. people to do. We have mm-hmm. super fun crafts for people to buy.
Yep.
And then food.
Lots of food.
Yeah. I will tell you, here is my... you will not be surprised. Is it like... super healthy food? Oh, like, am I getting a hot dog there? Like, am I getting...
There
what am I eating there? Like, I just have to mentally
very,
prepare.
Very limited healthy food there.
Okay. Oh, there's limited healthy food there.
Correct.
So I am buying, like, fried dough and yes. caramel apples and those
yep.
things.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. What
it's
is
a festival.
It's a festival. Well, but healthy things I don't mind. Like, you know, for me, a healthy thing would be, like, instead of a fried thing, getting, like, a pita with something. Like
which we have.
Like a chicken pita or hummus
yep,
pita
we have,
or something.
We have Mediterranean options.
See,
we have,
we'll do that.
We have an African vendor from
nice
Senegal this year. We have
okay
tacos. We have a Peruvian stand.
Ooh,
we have a vegan stand that's doing a wide variety. We have a guy coming from Raleigh who's doing German food.
I bet. Ooh, beer hall. Pretzels. Is that also juried? Like, because I'm sure a lot of, like, the food trucks, I'm sure a lot of people would want in on this. Or, like, was that tough to get in?
It's not juried. We guarantee.
Maybe it should be next year. Just saying. Alicia and I will be on the jury.
No, I get to decide, and I like it that way.
Okay. This is the cat's favorite foods.
this is where we're celebrating some of the cultures, right?
I
said
love
the Eno River Association isn't just about the nature. We're talking about culture, too.
Oh,
and so the
I
culture
love that.
Is in the art. The culture is in the music. The culture is in mm-hmm. the food. And so many ethnicities and folks from different backgrounds come and live here that now we can showcase all of that
exactly.
at the festival. So it's just a little
that.
Celebration of everything that the Durham and Orange counties are.
I'm so excited to come. And... there's alcohol there. I am seeing this. Except for if it's super sunny, people be careful. Make sure you also hydrate. There's your public health call. Because I'm seeing there's beer, there's hard cider, right? And
yep.
Am I doing tequila shots there, or is
no,
it just beer
no,
and
no,
hard
no.
ciders?
Nope.
That's really good.
Nope.
Beer, hard cider,
and then
kombucha?
That's what I wanted to... I saw that. I am not a kombucha fan, but I so feel like you are, Alicia. Yep, you just answered my question.
I have to bring her some.
See, I knew if Alicia had a microphone in front of her when I saw kombucha, I'm like, that is so good. And now we keep buying it because my daughter keeps wanting to.
To like it?
Yeah. Yeah, real one? Okay.
It's an acquired
all right.
taste.
So what else? We have a few minutes left. What else about the festival would be? Because we've talked about how it's trash-free event, how there's... And I love, Jessica, that you're sharing about all the different cultures coming together. What else?
Well, you need to know how to get there.
Okay.
So can we just go back on
yes.
to logistics for a moment?
Yeah, I was just going to have
because
the GPS taking, but how do we get there?
Because we can't have you drive your car into West Point Park.
No,
like
that's...
you normally would on a regular weekend. We are closed
yes.
down to car traffic. That is a pedestrian-only safe space to walk
yeah,
in.
I feel like I parked and walked. How
yep.
do I get
so
there?
So you're going to park at Durham County Stadium mm-hmm. that you can get to off of Duke Street or Roxborough.
Okay.
You're going to park in Durham County Stadium. You're going to show your ticket
yep.
or buy your ticket, and you're going to get on our free air-conditioned shuttle that's going to drop
Ooh.
You off right near that craft and food vendor area.
I like that even better.
Right inside.
Shh, be quiet. Alicia's saying I can walk.
We're not supposed to do that, Alicia.
Oh, yeah, Alicia, I'm not supposed to walk. I'm supposed to get on a nice air-conditioned shuttle.
We put up no parking signs there.
Okay, so I won't walk.
From the parking lot?
We put up no parking signs.
Alicia, we are taking the air-conditioned shuttle, and we'll be very happy about it.
And watch the little video on the bus all about the Eno River Association and the festival.
There
is.
They're nice buses.
Okay, all yeah. right, so we love this. So,
and a yeah. nice video.
Yep.
What else do you want to share about the event? I know we're all looking.
Well, you need to know that Lightning Wells is opening the show. He has been at the
is that
festival
a person
since
or a
the
band?
Very first
That's
one.
That's a person.
A person.
Lightning Wells?
Lightning Wells. He's
yep.
been performing at the Eno Fest since the very first one.
Oh, my gosh.
So he is actually going to be kicking off our festival on the Meadow stage on
oh,
the 4th.
I love that.
So, yeah.
And that starts, and it that so that will be 10 o'clock on Thursday, July 4th.
A week from today.
I'm thinking it's the 4th of July. So there's, you know, do you always, is there like a red, white, and blue? Or are there hot dogs and chili dogs there? Like that kind of a energy? No.
No.
Getting none of that.
Nope.
Okay. Why would I even ask?
A little chiller than that.
How silly of me.
Because you can do that after the festival when you go see the fireworks.
Yeah, you can do the, because it ends at 6 and then you do your fireworks and your
We do our own version of parades, like Cameron was saying earlier, with the paper hand puppets on the 4th or with Bull City on
Bulltown
on the 6th. Yep. Yep. And don't forget, again, enjoy the river. We're hoping to have some kayaks and canoes you can rent.
Oh, that's what you're asking me if I like to canoe.
Yeah, you can get in the water down with the environmental educators that we will just hook you up with. And you can get in the water. You can look for critters. You can just splash around.
I am shockingly into canoes and kayaks because I just, I find it's lovely. And it's, you're not getting like dirty or wet. You're just like it's hanging peaceful. Out. And it's peaceful. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And
And I find that shocking.
Yeah, I do. It's my one thing that I don't mind it. I think because we have a lake. I grew up on a lake a little bit, and so that doesn't scare me.
Well, down by the river is where our booth is going to be for the Univerver Association specifically, so that you can come in and get your little sticker that says "I got my feet wet" once you get in the river. But you can talk to us more. So I'll be in and out, and my other staff will be there, and you can hear all about what the Univerver Association is doing year-round. You can make your donation. We're asking for a $45 donation in honor of the 45th Annual Festival for
the
Eno.
Use the canoe and for that part.
For just all the work that we're going to do. But,
I love it. All right. Yeah. Well, so we have just a moment left, and Jessica and Cameron and Kat, but I think especially Jessica, I'd love to have you come back on to tell us even more about the Eno River Association and help me sort of, literally help me understand, but I think it'd be great to talk about how this is part of a larger conversation about environmental support, environmental justice, and I think that would be really great. Any other last things you want to make sure our listeners know before they come and festival with you all?
I just want to remind everyone that we still need volunteers.
That's a good reminder.
Enofest.org.
Thank you. That's how I was going to end. I'm like, we need to go. So go to enofest.org. Listeners, we hope to get to see you there. Oh my gosh, next year, maybe we can have a Aging Well Together. And Alicia has a show right after mine, Afternoon Talk with Alicia. We could have like a little booth or we could like do something there. We could sign autographs because I'm sure people will want that.
I like that.
And you'll be on by then.
Oh, maybe.
I know. And we're going to get Cameron to do a show again.
We'd love to have you.
All right. Well, I cannot thank you all. This was so much fun. I'm so excited to come. I can't stop smiling. I want to thank you. I want to thank WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carbro for having us, hosting us for our wonderful show. I want to thank the Orange County Department on Aging for sponsoring our show. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. And hopefully we will see you all next week. All right, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heather and Alicia.